Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah, the comedy podcast where we do things and say stuff.
We're about to fucking start.
We're about to fucking start.
Go fucking talk up here, like. So I said that in that accent just before we hit record, and I wanted to get it in the recording. So there it is.
He fucking did it.
I fucking did it.
So fucking proud.
Nice. I feel like you can do that accent better when you're doing it right fucking up here.
Yeah, do you know what? I remember I was drunk with a few friends of ours once, and one person that no one can stand. And
all right, no further questions.
And I was getting drunk, and then I started doing that accent. And I remember I kept on saying Ted Bundy in like the accent. And the joke came up, and I was like, "Oh my god, it's like it's fucking Ted Bundy," like that. But maybe all my accents would be better if they're really high.
Yeah, try and do your like Nigerian one.
Oh, I don't know if I can do a high Nigerian one. I'm scared to try.
What does it normally sound like?
Well, like, in normal accent, it sounds like this. Yeah.
In normal accent?
In normal accent, it sounds like this. Nah, shit. Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell. Right, so there's something I want to address, though, because I'm still really upset about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so last fucking record, right, I made a joke which turned into like a series of better jokes, and I really fucking loved them. And then fucking Mr. Norman over here fucking
Mr. Scissorhands.
Cut out the episode. Yeah. You fucking cut them out. So I'm going to like tell you what they were because I'm determined to make them a thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll be just as funny as it was when it came up organically.
Yes, it will. Yeah, so we were talking about Harry having like his like Voldemort. No, that Dumbledore was leaving Harry. He wanted Harry to solve this, like, you know, solve this quest on his own. And we were like, ah, oh, it's like a mind puzzle. And then we fucked around with the arrangement of the letters, as we always do.
Yeah, as we always do, and we're struggling to come up with any real jokes.
Yeah. And it turned into, like, puzzle mind and then muzzle pined, I think. So, like, that was like, ha ha ha. But then there was all these fucking, like, follow-on jokes about the, like, Dumbledore, like, a bum-raping Harry, and then...
Standard.
When he came in Harry, he was leaving clues in Harry. And it was this whole amazing fucking cacophony of jokes based on Harry having clues. And you cut them out. So, from now on, anytime we say clues, it means rectal cum. And...
Specifically rectal cum.
Yeah. And anytime Harry has to figure out something for himself, it's his muzzle pined. All right? Everyone, get on board. Coming on a range of t-shirts soon. Yeah,
coming in a range of rectums.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. You brought your joke back from the dead. Well done.
Yeah. I bet you I don't use it once now.
Yeah, I bet you end up cutting that.
Yeah. I'm like 3 a.m. I'm like, Tom, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, let's crack on.
Yeah, chapter 23, Malfoy Manor.
Yes, Manor Ponder Malfoy.
Come on. Hermione busts a hex roll over Harry's face.
Yeah, she squeezes her lips together, rubs them furiously, and she goes, "Gushicus," coats Harry in literal slime. And I was like, was that necessary? She's like, sorry, just when people, you know, surprise me, I get excited.
Yes, and also that's how I masturbate. I squeeze my lips together. Isn't that how everyone does it?
Yes, I squeeze them together and rub like I'm trying to create a fire. A sopping wet fire. He's like, Hermione, we're in dire straits right now. She's like, sorry.
Also, you can't have a sopping wet fire. A sopping wet fire, Harry.
Oh, please, can we create a punk band and that be the name of it?
Sopping wet fire.
Yeah, that's sick.
That is good.
Oh, fucking hell.
Anyway, then the men come.
Yes. Ron's like... Yeah. And I was like, oh, Ron, you came out of my foot.
Yeah, you all remember that bit in Harry Potter, don't you?
Yeah.
Where Ron comes on Harry's foot.
And then Hermione licks it. And then she's like, sorry, Harry, I'm just so accustomed to boot licking. Ah! You know, boot licking Nazis? No? Okay.
not really, no.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, okay.
It's a London thing.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not. That's just a song.
God fucking hell.
So many things, Tom.
I know. Woo! Woo! I need to study up on what are things and what are not things.
Yeah, it's like a comedy waltzer at the fairground.
Yeah.
I was on a waltzer once and the guy spun it so fast that a blood vessel burst in my eye.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Did you go up and show the guy?
No, I got off and I was like, I've got a bit of a headache. And my friend was like, your eye is really red, mate. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's an intense waltzer ride.
Well, fucking fairground rides are not kept to good health and safety standards. They all look like they're about to fall apart at any given moment.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway.
Anyway, the men pull them out of the tent.
Yes, and it's Fenrir Greyback.
And his cohorts.
Yeah. You know why they call him Fenrir Greyback, Harry?
No, why?
Ah, insert semen joke. Greyback. Greyback. Greyback.
How does that mean semen?
Oh, because he's all, like, hairy. So if you came in his fur and then streaked it through, it'd be grey.
All right, man. You've obviously got more experience coming in hair than I have.
Never do it. It's the fucking worst. Anyway, Fenrir Greyback is there. The Snatchers tie them up.
Yeah, and they ask it. Harry gives the name Vernon Dudley. Ron says he's Stan Shunpike, and they're all like, bollocks! But at first, Hermione says her name's Penelope Clearwater.
Yes.
They tie them up next to
Penelope
Dean and Griphook.
Penelope Pisswater.
Was there a joke about clear water there?
Yes.
I spoke over it. But tell me, what way do you have to come so it goes clear?
I don't know, I guess under a faucet. No, I said Penelope Pisswater, because I like two P's in a row.
Ah.
Forget it, we'll cut that bit. Anyway, so the Snatchers, yeah, they're like, who are you? And then, so they, like, ask them what houses they're in. Then Harry's like, I'm in Slytherin. And they're like, oh, it's funny how they all think we want to hear that.
Yeah, no one can tell us where the common room is, can they? And Harry's like, yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah, I remember it from book two.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about, Dudley?
A book two. It's,
A book two. It's a Japanese word. It means back at school.
Yeah. Yes, we have to say with a very ferocious accent.
Yes, but it's not racist. How dare
you? It's not racist, but I think we should all do our impression of it. And I can decide which one I like the most. Hermione, you first. She's like, book two! And he's like, no. Ron. Like, a book, a tour. And he's like, no.
That sounded Chinese, Ron. They're not the same, you know. And the Death Eater all stood around like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. So they ruffle around in their tent and then they find the sword first, right? Or is it the prophet first?
Yeah, they find the sword and Harry's like, oh, it's my dad's. He works in the ministry and stuff. And then they find I don't know if they just have the prophet or they find a copy of the prophet in the tent. But they're like, oh, look, yeah. It's Hermione Granger, known mudblood to be travelling with Harry Potter. It's her, which will make him Ron Weasley. And then they're all like, oh, look, he's Harry Potter. Let's take him to the Dark Lord and he'll
give us a fucking prize.
Fucking Dark Lord's going to give us presents.
Merry fucking Christmas, guys. Oh, God. So, yeah, they whisk them away to Malfoy Manor by apparition. Yeah, so I did look up why they couldn't apparate out for Ted, and the best that anyone came up with was being surprised in that way. They couldn't think clearly enough. And because everything was kind of spread around them in terms of, like, the bag and the sword and that kind of stuff, everything was out. It was, like, it would have probably taken quite a lot of thought to think in that moment of panic to grab everything and disappear.
I guess so, because, I mean, all they literally, like, that while the person, while the guy is saying, you know, you've got a dozen ones on you and we don't care who we curse, people are, like, barging into the tent at that moment, and literally all Hermione has time to do is point a wand in Harry's face and do a curse, do a hex.
Yeah.
And so if stuff is, like, spread around, they would have I think they could have done it, but they would have had to have sacrificed the sword and all their sleeping arrangements and everything. But I mean, it might have been worth it.
Thing is, though, Hermione was polishing the sword while they were listening to the radio, so I reckon she would have had
polishing
it
the sword,
her.
Was she?
Yeah, she was fucking sitting on it, like fucking honeying the tip of it with her golden retriever. Oh, God.
Well, then they could have taken the sword. Yeah, it just...
I reckon if they had just shot a curse out of the opening of the tent initially, grabbed everything, and then just apparated, they could have done it. And it's, apparating would be the first thing I would think of.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. That's how you get everywhere. That's how they've escaped from... I mean, it's how they escaped from Godric's Hollow.
Voldemort, yeah, and exactly. If you can escape from fucking Voldemort in that intense moment of panic, then I can't see why they couldn't have done it over tent.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they fucking end up at Malfoy Manor and they get in, and then Narcissus is like, what have you got? They're like, we've got some truants from Hogwarts and we think this one might be Harry Potter.
Yeah, we've got bloody Harry Potter.
Yeah, Draco's home for the holidays. He will know.
A Draco? Draco's home for the holidays.
Draco's home for Hanukkah, so he'll come down. He comes down in his little cap.
Hermione's like, oh, these people.
Hermione's like, why I honor?
We're in real danger, Harry. They're sneaky.
Oh, God, whatever you do, don't sign a contract, Harry. So they end up in the drawing room and she gets Malfoy to have a look in Harry's face and he's like, I think so, but I can't be sure. And I was like, was Malfoy like stalling for some reason in that moment? Because well,
I think so, because Ron and Hermione are not disguised at all.
I thought that, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he just doesn't, he goes over to the fire and won't look at them and they ask him, is this Weasley and Granger? And he's like, could be, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like by that point he's so done with them. I mean, like, the whole of the Malfoy family kind of is. I think they're only doing this because Bella's there, to be honest.
Well, yeah, and because, like...
They'll get killed otherwise.
Yeah.
Alas. Yeah, and then Bellatrix appears in the corridor.
Yeah, Bellatrix appears. It is all like, well...
She's like, well, well, well. And she, like, kicks in the door, fucking sachets with a ball gown on. Yeah, I imagine that she's got a black ball gown on that has, like, burn holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got, like, shoes with, like, pointy tips. And she's got her tits out.
Just the finisher.
Yeah, she just loves to just, like, sway them back and forth as she walks.
Yeah, Bellatrix is fucking insane.
Yeah. She's like, don't look away, Malfoy.
And, like, Taylor's, like... fitting this dress to her, she's like, I need more burn holes. And the finishing touch, cut this chest piece away.
Yes,
that's better.
Two big moon holes right up here, and I want pasties too with tassels on. no, actually I want them to have charms on that look like the Dark Mark. Yeah, so she's standing there fucking looking at everyone that's coming in, just like slowly like caressing her right nipple. She's like, well, isn't this interesting? They're like, what, the kids or all your tits? She's like, pick one. which one did they choose, Tom?
Which one will they choose?
Find out next week on Tits or Truants. no, but she's like, what, so this is meant to be the Potter Boy? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, okay, well, we need to be sure if we're going to call the Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord. But we need to be sure if we're going to call the Dark Lord.
We need to be sure if we're going to call the Dark Lord.
We need to be fucking sure. And then she sees the hilt of a sword. And then she's like, what? Where the fuck did you get that? And the Snatcher's like, oh, I found it. She's like, not bloody likely, mate. And she takes it off him, stuns the rest of them.
Yeah, and then it's all like, look, we're in danger.
We're in grave danger. Like that.
Yeah, like that. And they're like, Bella, if that was true, I feel like you could have said that more quickly.
Sorry, it's the way my voice goes when I shake my tits.
Send them down to the basement.
So yeah, they take the kids down to the basement. What is it? It's not a dungeon, is
cellar?
It? But yeah, I guess so. Like a cellar with a sort of like a jailhouse door on it.
Yeah, and she keeps Hermione with her upstairs.
Yeah, why does she keep Hermione?
It's because she wants to torture the mudblood, I reckon.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, and once they're downstairs, oh, because Dean Thomas is with them as well, and Griphook the goblin, they all got caught by the snatchers. So they get taken downstairs, and in the cellar is obviously Harry and Ron, Dean and Griphook.
Yes, but it's completely dark, and they're all tied up.
Yeah, and then they hear fucking a little soft little Irish fluty accent coming out of the dark.
Yeah, and they're like, oh.
Oh, fucking hell. It's the members of Bewitched are here.
Yeah.
Denim can't save us now.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh, Harry.
What are you like?
I thought you'd like me dad as well. That was the last Irish line in that song. Because It starts off with her saying, you know, some people say I look like me dad. But at the end she goes, I thought you'd like me dad as well. C'est la vie. That's the guitar foying at the end.
No, it sounded like a sort of sick cat. Wow.
Oh, and that's fucking Looney.
Yeah, and she's all like, oh, you're tied up. I think there's a rusty nail we used if we need to break things. Mr. Ollivander, where's the thing? Where's the rusty screw? I think it was over.
Ollivander? Ollivander?
I need the rusty screw, remember?
Yes, remember that? When I bite your dick until it blisters.
Fucking hell.
Come on, Ollivander, you're a wand maker.
Yeah.
Make wand. Oh, God.
Ron gets the Deluminator out and fills the room up with light.
Yeah, which I thought was cool. It's the only sensible use of that contraption this entire book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because when the Snatchers came, he deluminated all the lights in the tent. And he's let them go in this place, and they all bob up and down on the ceiling like little lanterns.
Yeah.
I wonder what happened if you swallowed one. I was trying to think of a sex move where you shove a light ball up someone's ass, and what would you call it? And all I could think of was to call it like a Cornish good morning. But...
a Cornish sunrise.
Yeah. Oh, thank fuck, Ron. I was so sick of a rusty screw. Ollivander, should we have a Cornish sunrise?
Oh, yes, dear. That sounds lovely.
Oh, bend over and say my name. And then so he does. She fucking grabs that ball of light, gives it a good plunge inside, and he lights up like a beacon of hope. And then he dies.
At least he died how he lived.
Lit. So yeah, she uses this nail that they found to cut away their bindings. And then what happens? They hear Hermione being tortured. And then, yeah, Hermione's like, no, it's a fake sword. I swear to God, we haven't been anywhere near any vault or anything. Because Bellatrix is like, how did you get into my vault? To Hermione upstairs. And then they hear Lucius say, well, there is one way we can find out. We have a goblin downstairs.
Yeah.
And so, we hear Lucius send someone downstairs to fetch the goblin. And they all start panicking.
Yeah, Ron turns the lights off again. And it's, who is it? It's Draco that goes down, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And Harry's like, Griphook, you must lie. Say it's a fake.
Yeah.
And he shakes him violently.
Yeah, he shakes him violently and breaks a couple more of his bones. It's like, oh, yeah, shit, sorry.
Spins him round really, really fast. But it's like, oh, look, your eye's gone all red. and then Draco takes the Griphook, takes the goblin upstairs.
Harry's like desperately grasping at Hagrid's pouch around his neck for something that might help. He shakes the snitch out. The two halves of his old wand, like shakes them around, tries to do something with them, nothing happens. And then he has the old shard of the mirror falls and he sees a piercing blue eye looking at him through it. And he's like, help!
Yeah, help, please send help. They've got us in Malfoy's, under Malfoy's house thing. They've got us in Malfoy's basement.
They've got us in the Malfoy dungeon.
Yes, in his back passage.
Yes, Luna and Ollivander are making full use of the apparatus.
Ollivander's dead, but he seems game anyway. Yeah. But please, still, send help. Send Blair. So after the goblin gets taken, fucking, yeah, Ron lights up the room and then Dobby appears.
Fucking Dobby's there.
And he's like, hey, Harry, I've come to save the day.
Yeah. I was like, fucking ass, fucking Dobby. Dobby's great fun to say in that accent.
Yeah. Oh, God, and Harry's like, right, Dobby, take Luna, Ollivander, and Dean and take them to, and then Ron's like, oh, take them to Shell Cottage. It's where Bill and Fleur live.
Yeah, and also, and like where Ron had been hanging out for a little bit during his runaway time.
And so Dobby's like, but what about you, Harry Potter? And he's like, like, don't worry about us, just make sure that they get taken away safe.
Yeah, and then, like, come back for us.
Yeah, but when Dobby cracks away, they hear the crack from upstairs somehow. We didn't hear the crack when he was, arriving, but okay. Yeah,
maybe one crack you ignore, two cracks. That's too many cracks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of suspicious cracking happening from downstairs.
And so they hear Bella be like, what's that crack? Ah, what's the crack? So they send... what's his name? Wormtail downstairs to investigate. So Wormtail comes down with his magnifying glass and his deer hunter cap.
Yes, this is how you investigate, right?
Yes.
He's just looking really hard at the door through the magnifying glass. All seems to be in order.
Alas, he kicks open the door, fucking somersaults in, and then Harry
and Ron ambush him.
Yeah, they accost him. And then Wormtail fucking grabs Harry by the neck with his silver hand. And Harry's like, ew. And then he says, Wormtail, are you really going to do this? Don't forget you owe me. And Wormtail goes like, and then his hand fucking releases Harry and then turns on Wormtail.
Yeah.
Chokes him.
Punishes him for that momentary lapse of, I don't know.
That moment of sympathy, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then Harry remembers that Dumbledore had predicted this would happen because Wormtail owes Harry a life debt for not letting Sirius and Lupin kill him in Book 3. Book 3.
Yeah.
And Ron's like, fuck it, hell. And then they shake hands and then they skip upstairs to rescue Hermione.
Yes. Griphook is like, the swords are fake, I'm sure of it. And Bella's like, good. Now we can call the Dark Lord.
Yes. So she gets out her cell phone. She's like, boop, 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 boop.
1-800-DARK-LORD.
You have reached the Dark Lord.
I'm not here to take your call at the moment. So, if you just leave a message, please leave a message. Kiss, kiss.
She puts the phone away. She's like, fuck, he's busy. But this whole time, Harry's been having Voldemort thoughts about Voldemort flying to Nirmengard and finding Grindelwald in his prison cell there, and Grindelwald being like, I haven't got the wand and you'll never find it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you'll have to kill me. There's so much you don't understand. You cannot win. That wand will never be yours.
Yeah, and Voldemort just puts his fucking wand in Grindelwald's mouth and says, Avada Kedavra, and blows the back of his skull out.
Yep.
But it's all green. And then Voldemort fucking gets the summons and he's like, oh, this better be fucking good, I swear to God.
I'm in the middle of killing.
Yeah.
I told you not to interrupt me when I'm out killing.
Yes, I was going to use that back of the head hole for various things.
Bit of snakey eggs and baking.
Yes, I was going to put it through his mouth, out through the back of his head, and put a little bell on the end. Oh, it's called a Norwegian Christmas. Oh, God. But he starts flying away, and then Harry's like, fuck, 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 fuck. Okay, we need to...
Oh, Harry's old catchphrase again.
So they kick in the drawing room doors and see everyone.
Yeah, and they hear Bellatrix say, "You would dispose of the mudblood now, Greyback, take her if you want." And Ron charges in like, no!
And then do they stun Bella or something? Because she doesn't do anything, right? So they Expelliarmus her or something.
They Expelliarmus Ron, the first thing Ron does, charges in, Expelliarmus is Bella, Harry catches her wand. Harry stuns Lucius and rolls behind a sofa to avoid all the stunners from the other Malfoys.
How do they get the sword?
Griphook still has hold of it.
Oh, I see, okay.
And he's underneath, he's like stood sort of near where Hermione and Bellatrix are, and then Bella just does the whole stop or she dies with a knife to Hermione's throat.
Yeah, and then we hear, and they look up and the fucking chandelier's being unscrewed by Dobby. Yeah, then the chandelier crashes and everyone ducks to miss it.
Yeah, and... it says it falls like on Hermione and the goblin.
Yeah, that's weird, it doesn't happen like that in the film.
Yeah, I mean, Hermione's like lying almost like, well, no, she's not, because Bellatrix has had her up with a knife to her throat. But Bellatrix releases Hermione and dives out the way, and then it falls basically on Hermione and the goblin. Ron rushes to the wreckage to pull Hermione out. Harry leaps out from behind the sofa, wrestles three wands out of Malfoy's grip, and triple stuns Fenrir Greyback with them.
Shit, son.
Yeah, then he throws one to Ron and is like, catch and go.
Then they, like, the Malfoys all say various things at Dobby, and Dobby's like, I'm free to do what I want to do.
Yeah, Bellatrix calls him a dirty little monkey. You dirty little monkey.
You funky monkey. You used to be my dirty little monkey. Remember the... Do you remember the times when we were in love? And then Dobby's like, oh, yes, mistress. I remember how you'd use me as a bedpan. You used to call me your Ben and Jerry's. You said I was your fish food. But no, now I am Chunky Monkey. And then he somersaults away, and then he grabs hold of everyone, and then they all apparate away. Well, it's the boys that apparate them away in this bit, which is another weird fucking thing. Yet again, another wizard dwelling that you can apparate out of.
Yeah.
Because it's not Dobby that apparates them, it's Harry.
Yeah, well, Ron apparates him and Hermione, because Harry throws him a wand and is like, go.
So is it Griphook, Dobby and him?
Yeah. I think he's just grabbed hold of Griphook and grabbed Dobby's wrist.
And then he just spins around really, really fast. And then he realises he hasn't got a wand, so he just falls over all dizzy. He's like, oh, that was fun. Oh, fuck.
Oh, look, Voldemort's here.
Wow, your head sure is shiny. As they apparate away, they see a glint of silver coming from Bellatrix.
Yeah.
It's a spinny knife.
The spinny knife.
Yes. And Harry feels Dobby like jerking against him, like in the apparition chamber, I guess. And I was like, Dobby, not here.
Wait, stop it.
I haven't got time to wash these trousers. No, and when they arrive on the beach outside Shell Cottage, and Harry's like, ah, thank God. And then he looks around and Dobby's got fucking Bellatrix's knife deep in his chest.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah. So Harry fucking grabs him and he's like, no, don't leave me. Dobby, if you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me. And Maluna comes along. She's like, oh, oh, no, baby, please don't go. No, Dobby doesn't say all the cute things he says in the film. He just goes, Harry Potter. And then he dies and his bowels release all over Harry's leg. And I was like, oh, you dirty little monkey. Now I've got a dead elf and dirty trousers.
For fuck's sake, he just throws him on the floor.
Yeah, or he shoves him down one of the leg of his trousers, just swings around his head and flings him into the ocean.
There.
Just see a shark jump out and take him.
It's how he would have wanted to go.
Yes, he always wanted a toothy death. Now then Bill appears.
Yeah, various other people. Yeah, after the death scene, we move to chapter 24, The Wand Maker.
Yeah, The Wand Maker.
Yes.
Maker of Wands.
I was about to say Maker of Wands.
Wow, but you didn't, so I win.
The others join in and Harry is all sort of like, he can still feel Voldemort's wrath at having got back to Malfoy Manor and Harry's got away and everything, but he feels like the wrath he feels is diminished by the grief he feels for Dobby.
Yeah.
And yeah, other people are saying, making vague suggestions about funeral and everything back at the cottage. And then the first thing Harry realizes saying is like, I want to bury him properly without magic. And I've always thought that was an odd use of the word properly.
Why?
Because what does properly mean to a wizard? Why does properly mean without magic?
That didn't seem weird to me at all, actually.
Well, it didn't until I thought about it. I mean, like, how many... I don't know. It just seems like it just seemed like a weird thing. Like, I get the impulse to want to bury him without magic, to want to exert some effort as a mark of respect and not just go boom, done with a wand. I get the impulse to do that. It's just the fact that he calls that doing it properly that seems weird.
I think properly to him just means doing it with more ceremony, you know?
I totally get the impulse to do it that way. It's just the use of the word properly that I was like, I want to do it without magic because I feel like that's the respectful way to do it or something. I don't know. But I just, the fact that he calls that doing it properly to me is like, that's weird because you're a wizard now. But anyway.
Okay. Harry's like, I want to bury Dobby by hand. So I want to scoop up that dirt like a dog.
You know, properly.
Yeah. He's doing it. And then Ron and Dean appear. And then instead of asking any questions, they get in with him and help him dig with spades that apparently are there, but I don't know why there'd be two extra spades there.
Or if you can dig a hole instantly with magic, why there'd be spades at all.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so everyone else appears when Luna fucking comes and she like reaches down and she's like, here, now it's as if he's sleeping. She puts her fingers in his mouth.
He loved to sleep with fingers in his mouth, Harry.
Yes, he loved to sleep with my lady fingers in his mouth. He used to do it all the time at Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
He has to wake up in the middle of the night and find him just in between my legs having a little nap with my engorged clitoris just resting on his tongue. And I'd be like, oh, Dobby. You're such a dirty little monkey. No, so they bury him and then they each say something and then Harry gets a fucking stone. And he etches, here lies Dobby, a gay elf, and puts on the Dobby.
And Luna, like always, just kind of says, like without dressing up, just exactly how they all feel. You were a brave elf and you saved us and you didn't deserve to die. And I just thought, like, man, like earlier on when we first met Luna, you said she was one of your favourite characters. And I was kind of like, why? But I think I'm coming around to the idea.
Anyway, so Harry fucking starts crying, but he puts his hands in the sky and he goes, I want to talk to Ollivander and Grip Hook. And they're like, sure.
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 Yeah, they start saying they're going to move Ollivander. They've moved the family out of the burrow to Muriel's under the Fidelius charm, and they'll move Grip Hook and Ollivander there as well. And Harry's like, no!
Yes.
I must talk to them.
I have things I want to say.
Yeah, and they're like, all right.
What kind of things? It's like, I don't know. I want to talk to Ollivander about dinosaurs. I want to talk to Grip Hook about cheese. What will it come to? I don't know. But when Harry has the urge, he has the urge.
Ron and Hermione just looking at Bill like, help us.
It's his urges that got us into this mess in the first place. So yeah,
chooses to speak to Grip Hook first. Yeah, and he's like, I need you to as well. Brings Ron and Hermione, and Grip Hook's all like, you buried the elf and you saved me, you're a very strange wizard, Mr. Potter.
And Harry's like, yes, I was born with a buttocks on the front of my body. Alas, I do everything back to front. So Grip Hook, tell me, Camembert or Stilton?
Grip Hook's like, well, it depends on the occasion.
What if I have a water cracker? And Grip Hook's like, Stilton.
Have you buttered to the cracker, Potter?
He says, I need to break into a Gringotts vault.
Yeah, and he's like, that's impossible. How's that? But it's not for personal gain, I promise. And Grip's like, well, you know, I'll think about it. Oh, yeah, he tells him it's still a stranger's vault, and he's like, there's security there, it's impossible, and you'll get all manner of things chopped off if you try it.
Yes, you'll get your bum chopped off.
You know, that bum that you have on the front of you.
And Harry's like, oh, like, think about it and I'll come back in a minute. So Harry goes outside and he's like, guys, I think there might be a Horcrux in the Lestrange's vault, because she was like proper freaked out at the idea that we might have gotten the sword from there. So I think the Voldy might have put a Horcrux in there. And they're like, And Harry's like, now Ollivander. And he's like, Ollivander, which is your favourite Jurassic Park?
Ollivander's like, I don't remember you speaking with that accent before.
And Harry twiddles his moustache and he's like, tell me. Here's a hint, there is only one correct answer.
Well, the first one, I suppose.
Correct. You win this time, old man. Oh, God. No, he says, look, what do you know about the Elder Wand? No, he gets his wand out first and he goes, can you repair my wand? And he's like, nah, mate, sorry.
That wand's fucked.
Yeah, it's master fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, and he asked him to examine the two wands he has that he doesn't ask him to.
I thought he had three wands.
Yeah, he threw one of them to Ron.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't ask him to examine that one. Ron, doesn't matter what wand Ron has.
Yeah.
So he asks him to examine the two wands, and he says, this wand is the wand of Bellatrix Lestrange, and this one used to belong to Draco Malfoy. And he's like, what do you mean it used to belong? Doesn't it still belong? And he's like, maybe not. Not if you took it. Maybe it can change its allegiance. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and Harry's like, so is it necessary to kill the wand's last owner then for it to change?
Ollivander's like, yes, yes, definitely. I presume you killed the Malfoy boy.
Yes, if he's not dead, then we must videotape it. And Harry's like, on what? And Ollivander's like, well, I've used my life savings to buy a camcorder, Harry.
You should see some of the videos I made down in that cellar. Especially when Luna arrived.
Look, Harry, look at the rust.
And it only got rustier over time,
she started calling me Rusty McCambridge, and I was like, I love that nickname. So from now on, it's not Ollivanders anymore, it's old Rusty's. And everyone has to say it in a Cockney accent. It's like, oh, Rusty's one shot. Take it or leave it. And
everyone... 3 pound a pair.
And Harry asks, says, like, look, what is this deal with Voldemort and the Old Wand? And Ollivander's like, what? And I was like, I know everything.
Yeah, Harry spent like there throughout the rest of this bit. Harry's like, look, I know you said this to you know who when he came and questioned you, and then you told him this. And Ollivander's like, how do you know?
And Harry's like, it's my muzzle pine.
Voldemort has unwittingly been leaving me clues, you see.
Just last night I woke up and I was like, ah, he's left another clue. Ah, and he's left something else behind as well. Do you know what it was, Ollivander? And Ollivander's like, no. And Harry leans into his ear and is like, an STD.
I shall treasure it forever.
Especially because Vold STDs are little snakes. Ew.
Snakily transmitted disease.
Oh, God. And then Harry says, look, what do you know about the Deathly Hallows? And he's like, about the what? Do you know anything about the Deathly Hallows? Do you know what's weird is that Stephen Fry's impression is actually like eerily close to John Hurt's voice for Ollivander.
Is it?
Yeah, they're like very similar, I think. At least I think they are. They might not be. It's been a while.
There it is.
Yeah, then Harry has a fucking Voldemort vision.
Yeah, he sees him a couple of times now. He's flashed to Voldemort seeing a very familiar building. It's Hogwarts. And so after he's spoken to Ollivander, Harry goes back to just like nods past everyone in the kitchen and runs outside to have a little episode.
He does. He's like, guys. And then he sees Voldemort land at Hogwarts, get let in by Snape, tell Snape to fuck off. Voldemort does a disillusionment charm on himself, which renders him invisible even from his own eyes. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then he breaks into Dumbledore's tomb and steals his wand.
Yes, because Harry has worked out exactly what he's doing. Gregorovitch had the wand. He turned to Grindelwald. Grindelwald had the wand at the height of his power when Dumbledore duelled him and won. So now it has to be in Dumbledore's tomb. And Voldemort's reached the same conclusion, and there it is.
Yeah, and then we fucking... Like, he tells the others, and they're like, oh, we need to go and get it. And Harry's like, it's too late. And Ron's like, oh, we should have gone there first. And Harry's like, no, Dumbledore didn't want me to do that. He didn't want me to have the wand. He wanted me to fucking find the Horcruxes.
Ron's like, you bloody changed your tune, mate.
He's like, yeah, well, you know, I added another piece to my muzzle pint.
More Dumble clues.
Play your cards right, Ron, and I'll give you some clues later. Anyway, we somersault into chapter 25, Shell Cottage.
Shell Cottage.
Yes, BP Cottage. Griphook wants a chat.
Yes. So they go and have a chat with him.
Yeah, they'll get a cup of coffee, put some marshmallows in it. Oh, you don't put marshmallows in coffee, put in hot chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Yeah, they put marshmallows in their coffee and then Fleur's like, what the fuck are you doing?
This is not how we do it in France. In France, we take a marshmallow, we dip it in sugar, we roll it around our backside, and then we pop it in the oven, and then we throw it away because it's dirty. Fuck, you know, no, I fucking go chat to Griffy, and he's like, Harry Potter, I have decided I will help you in exchange for Litesticle. And Harry's like, excuse me.
Litesticle to Gryffindor.
If I can't have the balls of the Gryffindor, I'll have one of a Gryffindor. Who here is a Gryffindor? And Hermione puts up her hand. He's like, oh.
Ovaries it is then.
No, he's like, I want the sword of Gryffindor.
Yeah, and they're all like, yeah, you can't have that, it's ours, it says Gryffindor on it. And he's like, no, it was Ragnarok the First, taken by Godric Gryffindor. This is wizard arrogance, you little pricks.
And then so they're like, oh, can we have a think about it? And he's like, yes. So they run outside and they're like, fuck. Then I was like, look, what if we say we're going to give it to him, but we don't have to say when we're going to give it to him. So we can do our shit first and then give it to him after. And then Hermione's like, I don't like the idea of that. And Harry's like, well, we're not lying. We're just, you know, massaging the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Which, like, yeah, it's stretching the definition of truth. Yeah, because they're going to say it in a way that implies that they're going to get it right after they've completed their task. But
I don't know why they couldn't just tell him the truth. Say, look, Griphook, we need it to do this mission to complete this mission that we're on. I think you can tell from the situations we've all found ourselves in recently, including you, that we're clearly not lying about that. But as soon as that is done, you can have it, and we'll sign a contract and everything if you want. Because they would have happily handed it over after they killed all the Horcruxes.
Yeah, but and then they, that, I feel like if that they would just mean told him that would mean that Griphook having enough faith that they will complete their task and not be killed. You know what I mean?
I guess so. Yeah, but they could be killed at any point during this, though, I feel.
Yeah, but Griphook will be with them.
That's true. Well, he could have come with them. They could say, look, you can come with us if you want, but you need to stay in a separate tent.
Yeah, but not having your subspecies stink. Yeah. Getting all up in our tent. And Hermione's like, yes.
But yeah, so he says, look, yeah, you can have it. What does he say to the goblin? I can't remember what he says. Or do we hear what he says?
No, it says Harry offered their terms to the goblin, careful not to word it in such a way that tied him into a specific time to give away the sword.
So then he's like, very well, let's begin. So they begin plotting.
Yes, the days turn to weeks, and they realise they only have enough polyjuice potion for one.
Yeah, then Lupin appears one day.
Yes. It's, after they've sent, one day it's Ollivander's...
Lupin's name backwards is Nipple.
Luna's name backwards is Anal.
Anal love good.
Yeah. Wow, a revelation. A late game revelation.
I was just like staring at it, and I was like, ah! Oh, God.
So it's, dinner time one day, and Ollivander's leaving. Fleur sends their Aunt Muriel's tiara back with Ollivander because he's going to Muriel's, and Luna's like, oh, Daddy's making a crown. He's trying to recreate the lost diadem of Ravenclaw. And they will have a little snigger because they've seen his attempt at that.
What did you say? Oh, I was making a racial joke.
What? Oh, I see. Yeah. No, there was an S.
And they turned to Dean and then I was like, there was an S. There was an S.
There was an S, Dean, all right? And he's like, fine, what?
Yes, there was a big silent S, all right?
You know how S's can be silent sometimes? It's French, Dean. Get some culture.
Yeah, and Griphook has a grumbly stare as the tiara's handed over.
Yeah, then Lupin arrives and he's all happy and he's like,
never guess what, you fucking get a Bertrand little dog. And then we're like, oh, amazing, Lupin, you must be so happy. And he's like, no, I'm just high on amphetamines. I couldn't be more sad, really.
Yeah. Yes, and already it's changing shape.
But don't worry, I put him in this bag, and that's why I've come here, so I can drown him in the ocean. I hear it's quite sharky around here. No, he's fucking all over the moon and stuff like that. And they've called him Ted after, what's her name's dad?
Yeah, Tonks' dad.
If my name was Ted, I would insist on people calling me Theodore.
You might be the only person in the world for whom that applies.
Yeah, maybe. I just feel like if your name is Theodore, which is a kick-ass name, but you always have it shortened to Ted.
What's wrong with Ted?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just such like a 1950s post-war kind of like name.
Yeah, it is kind of, isn't it?
And whereas like Theodore will always be kind of swish, I feel.
Yeah. You know? Well, Teddy can be short for Edward as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Isn't it weird how, like, because what's Jack short for?
I don't think Jack's short for anything.
No, it is.
Well, it's from the French name Jacques, isn't it?
No, in 30 Rock, the main guy's name is Jack Donaghy, but his name is short for, it's not Jack, it's short for something. John, that's it. Jack is short for John.
I think that might be unique to that 30 Rock case.
It's not. I've heard that before.
Someone's name is John, but they go by Jack. Okay, well, I've never heard of that. I don't think that's a common thing.
I think it is, though. Let's look. Is Jack short for John?
Okay, well, maybe...
While Jack is now a proper name in its own right, in English, it was traditionally used as a diminutive form of John. It can also be used as a term for Jacob, Jason, Jonathan, Jan, Johan, Johannes, Joachim, and sometimes for James. From its French form, Jacques, from the Latin Jacobus. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, Teddy. Little Ted Lupin.
Yes, and Harry's his godfather.
Oh, why? If I was Harry, I'd be like, no, thanks. I've already got enough responsibility.
It's not really responsibility, is it?
Yeah, it is, because I end up looking after him because his parents fucking die, and it's because they're his godparents.
Yeah.
And then maybe Ginny really wanted a dog.
A shape-shifting dog.
Anyway, fucking Lupin fucks off and everyone's happy about it. And then Bill's like, Harry, can I have a chat with you outside? And I was like, yeah, sure, mate. So they go outside and Bill's like, look, I don't know what you've been talking about with that goblin guy or if you made a plan with him or whatever, but I just want to let you know that you need to be really careful with goblins, especially if you struck a bargain with one.
Yeah, so as far as goblins are concerned, the true owner of a thing is the one who made it. Any humans who then buy the thing are technically just renting it from the owner. This notion of passing things down through generations to people who haven't paid anything for it is bad for them. It should, once the initial renter is dead, it should go back to the proper owner, the maker.
Yeah, and Harry's like, And Bill's like, look, as far as there can be like friendship between goblins and wizards, I have goblin friends, so I understand these things, Harry. So you need to be very careful with anything you might have like promised him or anything you have agreed upon, because their idea, because they just don't trust wizards. They think they're all sneaky fucks. So you need to be very, very careful. And Harry's like,
yeah, so
thanks.
You better not have made any sneaky fuck deals with him where you're planning on like weaseling out of an agreement on a technicality or anything like that. That's cool, Harry. I know you would never do anything like that, so I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, because Bill is like cottoned on because he's heard them like having like sneaky meetings in Grip Hook's room.
Yes, meeky sneetings.
Well, yeah, that's the end of chapter 25.
Yes, it sure is.
So one long chapter and two short ones.
Yeah, we did kind of steam through that, didn't we?
Yeah. And look how refreshing it felt.
Yeah.
So yeah, fucking hell, we're getting sort of to the end of what I feel is the second act, like very, very close.
Yeah, four more episodes left after this.
God, are you guys sad? I don't know if I'm sad. I don't know how I feel.
I think I'll be sad when it's over, but right now I'm looking forward to it being over.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how I feel. But yeah, alas, I'm sure you guys would have had a fun ride.
We sure have.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you've hated it. Maybe you've listened to all like 70 something, whatever, however many there've been episodes, and just been like, God, I fucking hate this. This is awful.
Yeah, well, guys, thank you for listening. If you want some more fucking Tom and Gifton in your ear holes.
If you want some poorly clues all up in your muzzle pind.
If you want some of that, then sign up to our Patreon. It's $3.99 a month and you get exclusive access to our Patreon exclusive series. That's too many exclusives there. Yeah, to our Patreon only series, Poorly Read at the Movies, where we give the poorly read treatment to your favourite films. Very exciting.
Well, we don't know what your favourite films are. To a bunch of good films.
Yeah, they're like classic films. They're the kind of films that you would want to see on a big screen, I would say.
Yeah, so at the next best thing.
Yeah.
Not watching a film at all.
Yeah, but having a snarky commentary track. So yeah, do that. Episodes come out on the first and third Friday of every month. The links are in our bio for this episode and every other episode. So fucking do it.
Indeed. We also have some fucking merch.
Some fucking merch. Yeah.
You can head over to poorlyread.redbubble.com and get some of our cool Poorly Read designs on t-shirts and phone cases and pencil cases. I don't think you can get a pencil case, but what else can you get? You can get a lovely clock.
You can get a clock. I quite like the clocks. And you can get face masks.
Oh, yeah. If you bought any of it, just snap a little picture. Tag us on Instagram, poorlyreadpod.
Yeah. Also on Twitter at the same address, at poorlyreadpod. Email us your teens at poorlyread@gmail.com. And most importantly, out of those that we just mentioned, not the paid things, leave us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcasts app. A lot of you have been doing it and it's fucking awesome and it helps us get discovered by more and more fans that will hopefully be a part of our cult. I mean...
community.
Yeah, community. Yes, community that has sex and does violent things. Like a cult. Oh god, no, don't do that. Don't do bad things, only do good things.
But yes,
without further ado, I've been Gifton
and I've been Tom,
and Hagrid's been Hagrid. Fucking Hagrid.